You're listening to the Fireground Commander mini episode series, where we preview all the speakers that are coming to this year's Fireground Commander conference. Want to get in on all the action? Head over to embracetheresistance.com, click on the conference tab, and register today for the Fireground Commander conference, May 23rd through the 25th, 2022. Can't make it to the conference? Please join us for our fundraising social event at PBR Hanover. That's right, Pizza Beer Richmond Hanover, located in Hanover County, Virginia, on May 23rd. Now, let's hear from one of this year's excellent speakers.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Fireground Commander 2022, mini episode number one, and we got a great one for you. We're super excited to be bringing back the Fireground Commander Conference to the Henrico County Theater in Henrico County, Virginia, May 23rd through the 25th. We've got an awesome lineup of speakers, and we've got one of them on the line. But before we bring them in, let's bring in the creator and the founder of the Fireground Commander Conference, Ben Martin. Ben, how you doing?
What's up, Robbie? Man, you make that sound so official. Mainly is I just wanted to invite some cool guys to hang out with for 3 days. Mission accomplished, I think.
Yeah, so while I've got you, Ben, like, let's give a rundown of the speakers of the conference and just thing that's going to be going on from May 23rd to May 25th.
Absolutely. So as you guys know, if you've listened to this before, we go through a painstaking process of really trying to find the people that are cutting edge on their programs. And it includes people that we've had before when they've updated their programs, and it's just very timely. So together, our planning group this year picked another. Each year, I think we're not going to be able to top it, but I feel like this lineup's one of our best. We've got Frank Fiscuso teaching his leadership program on Monday morning, and he's going to be followed by Dina Alley doing firefighter behavioral health, as well as Jason Patton, who's going to do a keynote on the same. And then Tuesday, we'll have our man Jonah here with one of his buds, Jonathan Brumley, teaching engine companies and hose line ops, followed by a guy, he's new, you may not have heard of him, Bill Gustin. Bill's actually going to be teaching 2 days for us, 4 hours one day and 4 hours the next. And then really excited, we'll have James Johnson doing a Zoom for his building construction class because Canada still won't import him to us, or export him rather. And then Basil Ibrahim is going to come do his May Day class. So a little bit of everything. I'm really excited to see how this comes together.
Yeah, I am as well. And like you said, we do a kind of a painstaking process to go through this. And we have people we talk to that maybe can't come 1 year, come the next year. But we're super excited to have joining us Jonah Smith from Charlotte Fire Department. And Jonah was a year one speaker for us, and he did a tremendous class. And he's going to be tag team in the class with Jonathan Brumley. So, Jonah, welcome to the Fireground Commander mini episode. How are you doing, buddy?
Thanks for y'all having us, and I'm glad to be back. I can explain more why in here in just a second, while I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, Jonah was one of our original speakers when Ben came up with this concept. Jonah was one of the very first ones that came out, did an outstanding job, teaches all over the country. Jonah, for those who may not have heard of you, again, I don't know why they wouldn't have. You've been in Firehouse Magazine, Fire FDIC, Fire Engineering. You've been all over the place, teaching all over the place, all over the country, really. So, but just for those that may not have heard of you, give us a little bit about your background.
So one of the reasons I just alluded to was that I'm excited to be back to Fireground Commander again is because Richmond's home. I actually grew up in the fan area. My mom literally in the last year just moved out of the house I grew up in Richmond. Got my start with the Richmond Fire Department, not as a career member, not even as a applicant. It was as an intern, basically a high school kid who needed somewhere to hang out so he wouldn't get into bad stuff. Ended up getting into the worst thing, which is the fire department. Learning a lot about the fire service up there in Church Hill, and went to college in South Carolina, got on the fire department in Columbia Fire Department with aspirations of making it back to the metro Richmond area. As luck would have it, got hired full-time in Columbia, and really just started looking around at some different monetary things and pieces of the fire department, talking to people. Got on Charlotte in 2005. Been there ever since. Actually had my final interview with Richmond the week after I was offered the job in Charlotte. So I took the job with Charlotte, take the sure thing. So got on Charlotte and haven't looked back since, but still have a ton of friends and connections in the fire service and the Richmond Metro. So I love coming up there. Married, got two kids, currently a relief battalion chief, which if you can picture a substitute teacher in the fire department, that's what I am. I'm a substitute chief. So when a full-time chief's off and I take their spot for the day or for a period of time, but it's all based on seniority. So I'm four from getting my own battalion. So it's been a journey since the last time I was up there, but still a diehard engine guy at heart. Really enjoy that and look forward. Last time I did radios, which, you know, everybody thinks is super exciting, but what was funny is after I did that class, more people came up to me about the radio class and how much they learned in the engine stuff. But I did teach a two-hour engine block last time I was up there, definitely building on it this time with some more experience, some more know-how. And again, there's a lot of stuff that's come out in the last few years to kind of update what we're talking about. John Brumley, met him through some of my travels, and he's like me, views himself as a nobody. And a very knowledgeable guy, and met him through Brian Brush, and John and I have been friends. We've taught a couple hands-on classes together, so we'll be tag teaming. So, you know, as Ben said when he came to both of us, he wants us to nerd out on engine, which I think any of the students will understand that it may be too much nerding out because we are both engine nerds. So that's me.
That's awesome. Like I said, I'm an engine nerd myself. I know Ben is as well, and we try to bring a good mix of topics to the conference, but I can tell you that the engine company is really where it's at. It's the backbone of the fire service. If you were going to start a fire department today, you'd get it. You'd start it with an engine company. You wouldn't start it with a ladder company.
If you started with the ladder, it'd be messed up anyway. So
exactly. So just give us a little bit of a taste of what you and Jonathan are going to be talking about. Like, I know, like you said, four years ago now, but when you brought it, you talked a lot about bundles. You even did something I thought was pretty neat in the class. Like, a lot of people think classroom stuff is only going to be classroom. You stretched a hose bundle in the theater. Like you should have seen the look on people's faces when you were like actually like doing hands-on stuff in the middle of a lecture. So just give us a little bit of a taste of what you're going to be doing with the conference this year.
Yeah, it's what Jonathan and I have talked about, and you know, I've talked to both of you about, is just building on some stuff that's out there already, but also building on some experience. You know, now I spent a year in safety, so I got to see a lot more fires, which was one of the coolest parts of that job. And then as a battalion chief now, I go to more fires. But my background, you know, I was an 11-year captain, so I did a lot of work with between the training and initial decision making. Those are the two things I think as a captain you see. That, you know, a firefighter might not see, but you understand the captain or officer has to lead. And so where John and I are going with this class is there's going to be some decision-making, both, you know, some initial arrival stuff, like where do we stretch to based on what we're seeing? And then, you know, how do you get ready for that piece? And then, you know, John's big piece is the 2.5. So how do we get there? Well, we got to build on that. And a lot of that's initial company decision-making. A lot of that's training. A lot of that's awareness, like, you know, what does your department run? How do they run it? What's your staff? And those kind of things that certain techniques and things we'll talk about will work in departments of all sizes. Because if we make it the Denver and Charlotte show, it's not applicable. But I'm going to shoot out a number, 10% of the fire departments in the entire country that are our size. So that's not what it's about, you know, simplifying engine operations for departments of all sizes. Because, you know, I got 27 folks who show up on a first alarm. I'm sure Jonathan's the same way, but techniques with 27 versus 2 don't work the same. And we're going to give you some stuff that crosses over, a lot of information, I think, that for people to take back that has been well received in our classes separately, but together it will be hammered home extremely well with, you know, two folks. I mean, again, I try to be down to earth, but I can say that about myself, but I know Jonathan Brumley is literally one of the most down to earth people you ever meet. So we're not going to be, you know, preaching the Denver to Charlotte way. It's going to be the way that works for folks in all size departments. And again, we're going to hit on some officer level stuff, but some tailboard stuff, because I think that's important to remember as an engine officer. It's important, but as a tailboard engine firefighter, there's a way you have to think and a mindset that we're going to really drill home for you.
Well, and I'm super excited about it, but that's also, again, why we love you. We love your humility, but we also love that you teach from a place of experience, and you don't just show this dogmatic, like, you know, hey, this is the way, because this is the way we do it. This is something that can, you can adapt and change for your fire department. And so I think, and that's exactly why when we sit down and talk about people we want to bring and talk to this area, you're at the top of our list every time. So we thank you for wanting to join us. And any last words before we kind of let you go and hopefully people come see you?
No, I mean, if you're thinking about, if you're on the fence about attending, I can tell you the venue is second to none. It's one of the coolest places I have spoken in my years of teaching or even attending conferences. I know at least one of the instructors. No, excuse me. Let me say at least two, because I know I'll be sitting in some of the classes, but I know for a fact Bill Gustin will be sitting in the lectures, because he sat in one of mine last year, which was super humbling. But the thing I love about the Fireground Commander is during classes, everybody's approachable. It's a great venue to kind of interact, but also it's a great conference for the after party, so to speak. You know, people go to you got the, I can't say bad words, or they didn't tell me I could, so I'm not going to. But you've got the beer event we're doing, which was super fun last time, because it was all the instructors sitting there just talking shop, but also talking about just, you know, typical what we all talk about, having fun, cutting up, learning from each other, both about the job and at home and all those kind of things. And I think that's one of the best parts of that conference is it's affordable, great venue, great instructors, and then great. I think it's important for the students to realize that while FDIC is a ton of fun and it's so hard to get up with the instructor because there's so much going on that week, right? Conferences like this, and I think we've seen the popularity of these smaller conferences grow, is that the approachability of the students to the instructor, or the instructor to the students on the flip side, to learn, hey, what do you do here so I can learn as well, I think is something you're not going to find. I know for a fact in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic area, you're not going to find anything better. So don't quit trying to decide and talk your wife into it. Just come.
Well, Jonah, we thank you for coming on. Ben, is there anything else you want to – any parting words that you want to leave the people with?
Yeah, so what I was thinking, and one of the things that jumped out at me when we looked at bringing Jonah back and inviting Jonathan to co-teach with him, is those two individuals are very plugged in. I mean, they're teaching all over the country. But when you go to these other classes that are being taught on engine ops, you know, with Steve Robertson and some of the other folks that we've brought in, like, these guys know each other, right? There's a synergy and their knowledge, their pool. And, you know, Jonathan and Jonah represent a variety of different experiences. And there's been a number of classes over the years that I've sat in that it was great, but it didn't apply. I didn't get anything out of it because it wasn't our staffing or it wasn't our crosslays or whatever it was. And Jonah and Jonathan have been great about really exploring, you know, volunteer versus paid, and then 3, 4, 5, you know, riding, you know, or you're trying to put somebody together and it's, you know, two people showing up on scene. So regardless of where you work, what your tactics are, what your buildings are, I think you're really going to get something out of this block of instruction. So I really encourage you to try to come and meet these guys, because they're great to talk to.
Yeah. So decided, everybody just needs to come. That's great. I'm glad everyone's on the same page.
We made it easy for you. It's a no brainer.
Exactly. We made it easy for you. So just to rehash again, Fireground Commander Conference, May 23rd through the 25th. The lineup: Frank Descuso, Jason Patton, Dina Ali, Jonah Smith, Jonathan Brumley, Bill Gustin Part 2, James Johnson, Basil Ibrahim, everything, right? Like $175 lunch provided all 3 days, an awesome social on Monday, May 23rd, after the conference kicks off, where we're not only going to be having a good time talking shop, we're going to be raising money for the Central Virginia Burn Camp. So that's important as well. Jonah, thanks for coming on. Ben, as always, thanks for coming on as well. And we will see you at the conference.
Thank you.